if we take our standard deviation curve and play with it a little bit, we're really talking about a different definition of learner altogether. Mean definition versus a plural definition. Standard deviation is based on a mean. A mean definition of learners means that there is your average learner, and we tend to design towards an average concept or a normalized concept of a learner. However, there's a plural definition of the learner. We tend to think about learners, or want to think about learners, as these perfect little green leaves that come to us. Now, notice that I already have this leaf encompassed by a circle. This same leaf will go through a life cycle. So these leaves not only represent multiple learners who may be within your classroom at a given time, but these different leaves in a circle also represent a life cycle for a given learner that we will all go through different stages and different phases of life, that we may start off fresh and green, but then as we go through life, things simply change. Not only that, but not every learner comes to us as this perfect little green leaf. There may be other things that are going on in their lives. For example, there may be a serious illness, or something that's really eating up them that day or whatnot. But these can nuance what a learner is like in the classroom, how well they attend to events, what strategies they might require in order to remember information, things like that. This is the same leaf that we've got, except it's missing part of it. There may be learners who come to us that, in our perceptions, are missing something. But I love this image because it's a great example how all that's really changed is the surface structures of the leaf. But when the wind blows across this leaf or this leaf, it will still blow the leaf just the same, and learning's the same way. As knowledge and new information and learning passes over both of these leaves, they're still going to interact with it, and it may be slightly different. There may be something that's required here. For example, if there's a true physical disability or whatnot, but that doesn't mean that learning can't occur. We certainly know, anybody who's been in education long enough knows that there are a variety of leaves as well, that every learner is very unique, and some of them can be pretty wild and crazy, but learners nonetheless and very committed and devoted. They may still require some very different strategies, though. And then this leaf, you know, a bigger leaf with a smaller leaf. There may be learners in your classroom who have families, who are pregnant, which can actually change what a person is like during their educational process. And the realities of having a family and what that means and how that impacts them as a learner. That makes them a very different type of learner, but a learner nonetheless. Finally, this leaf is should be fairly well known. It's actually a marijuana leaf. We'll use this to represent chemicals. There may be learners who either have chemicals in the system or do not have chemicals in the system. And there may be learners in your classroom who should have chemicals in their system and who should not have chemicals in their system. But these sorts of things can fundamentally alter who a learner is and how they interact with the learning content. And the presence of these obviously can impact that. But the absence of these sometimes can significantly impact how well they are able to focus on their learning process. In addition, learners come to you with very different backgrounds. Some may have a very happy childhood, and they remember that fondly. Others may have had a very difficult childhood, and that colors how they interact with folks. They may have had some different troubling times in their lives, or maybe even just having a plain old bad day when they come in. They may otherwise be okay, but that day they're having a bad day, and so their ability to focus or concentrate or their motivation may be altered. And finally, they may have suffered some pretty traumatic events in life. Trauma and the psychological impact of that can play a significant role. For example, when I was teaching freshman English here in Colorado, that was at the same time that the shootings at Columbine happened. And several students in my English classroom had either gone to Columbine or had family. I had one student who had a cousin that was actually in the library where the bulk of the shootings occurred in Columbine. She was an A student, but this dramatically impacted her focus and her motivation, and I could see it show up in the quality of the work. Nonetheless, I knew that it was the result of a traumatic event. It had nothing to do with whether or not she was a competent, capable learner. It had everything to do with the way that her outside world was impacting her learning. So our learners come to us with a wide variety. We're not a single leaf. Even one who might look like a single perfect leaf on the outside may have many things going on the inside. And in truth, there are, when we think about it, this represents what a classroom really looks like, that there's just simply a broad diversity of learners within the classroom. And when we begin to look at our classroom as having such a broad diversity of learners among it, and we design towards that diversity, regardless of whether we are thinking in ethnic terms or disability terms or whatnot, if we are thinking in terms of there simply is broad diversity, then we can yield far greater designs.